Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, we ask you to be with us today because this is not going to be an easy program to do here. In fact, I couldn't even call it a program, I guess. I don't know. Help, anyway. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, like I said, it's going to be unusual. I'm going to try to homogenize on the fly two different Restored Republic GCR programs or texts. I don't have time to sit down and make sure you don't get any duplication. So just bear with me, bear your cross today, and thank the Lord, okay? So again, I'm going to homogenize, the 18th and the 19th. There's interesting things. Some of those things in there are important to some of you who are taking part in the GCR, Global Currency Reset, and trading in, bills, from different countries, for refunds. And also, some of you, it's just going to be important to know a little bit about what's going on and coming down, okay? So we'll try our best, okay? This is Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Saturday, July the 18th. And it's through, I would say, Judy Byington. So please remember this. It's one day behind, so future dates are changed, right? Okay, so welcome to the Great Awakening, the next 48 hours again, okay? Critical next 10 days, historic next 30 days, changes civilization. Okay, so we're in a critical time. Here's a note from Edward Snowden. He said, most don't realize how hard it is to speak the truth to a world full of people who don't realize they're living a lie. Yeah, that's right. So here's Judy's note on Thursday, July the 16th. So they're going back a little bit, 2026. A ceasefire was activated in Israel, confirming a global reset of Mideast stability. Hamas freed the last living Israeli hostages, while Israel released 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. It all happened just as Q predicted Israel would be last. Though the next day, on Friday the 17th of July, 2026, the U.S. Navy resumed a full naval blockade on Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz, the day before Iran had bombed a U.S. military base, ensuring a permanent break of the ceasefire. Trump's attack was mainly financial. The blockade was costing Iran like $400 million a day, while U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, pounded targets in wave after wave of strikes on bridges, trains, and other infrastructure that would affect any trade Iran could do outside the country. And, of course, Iran refusing peace and making war would keep them out of the global currency reset and financial system. And that's a real hard thing for them, for sure. The Trump declared, we gave them a chance. They shot first. Big mistake. So it was a typical Trump reaction because of the global military alliance led by the U.S. president and commander-in-chief. Deep state elites were finally collapsing while sovereigns of the world were reaching out to grasp peace and constitutional law under God, governed by we the people. That might be a little bit turned around, but that's okay. Just handle it. Q said it best on Telegram today. The UN is now obsolete. It's been obsolete because it's been totally infiltrated with the deep state. Okay. Because Trump is doing their job for them because they can't do it anymore. The UN does not carry out its intended function, so Trump unilaterally took over as the new UN. And I've said this for a long time. The alliance is the new UN. Trump created the Board of Peace, brokered all the peace deals worldwide, and is shutting down threats to the people of the world, like Iran's nukes, the American cartels, ISIS in Syria, Yemen, Nigeria, etc. Trump is using tariffs and military precision to operate as the UN is supposed to. Trump is now the new global peacemaker, whether you like it or not. Nothing gets done at the UN, so Trump took matters into his own hands, and the UN cannot be trusted anymore. Trump had already assured that free energy was on its way to every household, and with the global currency reset, GCR, that just launched, currencies across the world were trading at 1-to-1, in other words, equal values with each other, as backed by gold and other assets. Our financial future was safe and finally away from the fiat dollar. It's not so safe. There's some big hurricanes coming. If you listen to our last program, the Lord is still saying there's huge earthquakes coming. And it's going to upset the economy. Okay. It's not going to be how they say. It's going to upset the economy. But the global currency reset's going to happen. And people who are supposed to are going to partake of it. And it's going to do a lot towards getting the gospel out to the world. Thank you, Father. So the GCR had caused the deep state's privately owned IRS to find its grave. While their Illuminati's overtaxing of the American people suddenly vanished. The cabal's Federal Reserve now held a new position under the U.S. Treasury, where at last bankers would be held accountable for their actions. The deep state elite's petrodollar was dead. The oil monopoly dismantled. When announcements came about the new financial system, stock markets would collapse, banks fail, the old wealth evaporate, though the people would thrive with the new gold asset-backed currencies of 209 nations. The health industry around the world was being forced to actually help the body heal itself using light and sound frequencies of free med bed treatments. Okay, I'll just make a little note here about the med beds. God's preferred method is exactly what the Bible says, and the method is given out exactly the way the Bible says it. But for people who don't believe, this will enable some of them to make it to the revival so that they can get some good common sense, right? So it's God. He is permitting this, and it's His mercy, okay? So Trump was placing med beds in hospitals and other facilities worldwide. Thus, these health providers would have the tools to promote health and no longer could tear down our bodies through dependence on their expensive drugs, surgeries, and other priced medical procedures. With Trump's Thursday executive order that released free med bed treatments to the public, Big Pharma was finally facing accountability through massive legal consequences for their crimes. For centuries, they had forced on the population dependency on drugs that not only didn't heal the body, but actually contributed to ill health, and many times death, I will add. Peace and freedom wouldn't come easy. Mr. Poole on Q on Telegram said that the next 48 hours were critical, the next 10 days were historic, and the next 30 days would change civilization. Within the next 24 hours, seven trumpets were set to sound over, again, remember, this is the 18th, okay, so it's a little bit behind here. With the next 24 hours, seven trumpets were set to sound over every phone, tablet, TV, radio, and communication device on Earth to introduce seven emergency broadcast system messages in 22 languages that explained what's going on and about all the criminality and all of that. And so it'll be interesting. And what was actually going on? Liberty and peace were winning. The Great Awakening was here. Okay. Not the best awakening. We got that. That's coming with the revival. Okay. So one of the liberties that Trump had already given people of the world that they were yet to know about was that of good health through medbeds. Okay. Medbeds will do. And it'll probably keep some people alive. They seem to be very successful until they get the real healing of Jesus Christ, right? So in that way, God is being merciful, I believe. Trump's military alliance was opening up med-bed centers around the world to give free regenerative treatments that heal the body without drugs. So what do I have against med beds? I have nothing against them right now. They're not harmful. Let me say that they do change the DNA. That's something that the deep state has wanted to be able to do. So if anybody bad takes over the country, don't trust them. Okay. On Friday the 17th of July, 2026, a nurse from Walter Reed Military Hospital leaked her testimony on medbeds. She had worked in Walter Reed's medbed wing for 7 years. She contacted us through an encrypted channel 48 hours ago. Her identity has been verified by 3 independent sources, and she worked at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center from 2017 to 2024 in a section that does not appear on any public floor plan. She calls it sub-level 3. Okay, situation updates. Friday, July the 17th, 2026, situation update. Byington bombshell report. America now sovereign under constitutional law. Trump signs executive order releasing free regenerative med beds to the public. And July the 17th, breaking free from mind control, satanic ritual, and Jenny Hill's extraordinary journey. I'm not going to cover that. Okay. July the 16th, 2026, situation update. Restored Republic via GCR update as of the 16th of July, 2026, AMG. That's a link, so I can't really read it to you. July the 16th, situation update. 15th, maritime law is dead. U.S. corporation and maritime law is dead. Constitutional republic and common law is alive. A quantum space Q phone will be provided. This will interest all of you, I'm sure. A quantum space Q-phone will be provided free of charge to all people on Earth. It will be used for internet connectivity on the new Starlink satellite system, texting, calling, banking, voting, and much more, such as used as a credit tool and to make both local and international financial transactions of retail consumption and commercial business. Well, I know this is really going to help us because we usually have to jump through hoops to get money to our missionaries overseas. It's a big problem. They are afraid that you're doing something wrong whenever you go to send something to them, and they try to hinder you and so on and so forth. But this, you just do it with your phone, boop, and it's over. It's done. So that's going to be a big help to us. Down the road, who knows what we're going to do. You may have to throw your phone on a 18-wheeler going north and walk away. On Thursday, July the 16th, 2026, Hamas freed the last living Israeli hostages. Israel released 2,000 Palestinian prisoners, and the ceasefire in Iran and the Middle East was active. On July the 17th, Edward Snowden. 2 years ago today, President Trump was shot on stage in Butler, Pennsylvania. Trump was putting his life on the line by being president. And since then, we have seen, yes, in 2025, security lapse at Trump National Golf Club. All of these were attempts to take him out. 2025, Air Force One security incident. February 2026, Mar-a-Lago Secret Service shooting. March 2026, Mar-a-Lago no-fly zone violation. 2026, White House Correspondents Dinner shooting. 2026, National Mall's Secret Service shooting. 2026, White House Memorial Day weekend shooting. Multiple threats by Iran to kill the president, and so on and so forth. So you can see you just need to pray for him and his whole cabinet and his family and their families. Pray for them to have the protection of the Lord. They got a job to do. It's being very, very helpful. So just remember that, okay? Possible timing, Juan O'Savin, which is JFK Jr. On Tuesday, July the 14th, 2026, GCR and QFS live in 209 nations. Tier 4B funds MedBed networks, while White Hats seize the last Fed strongholds. Deep State cartel exposed, hiding healing tech, and a lot of other things, by the way. Health revolution ignites. Everything that they've hidden, Trump is trying to release to the public. On Wednesday, the 15th of July, 2026, Zim payouts build MedBed centers everywhere. There's a lot of money in the Zims, and that's what they're doing with it. The humanitarian blessing. Rescued children from tunnels get instant healing, erasing their troubles. Big pharma collapses. Innocent healing begins now. Yes, when people find out they don't have to have the drugs, they never did, really, if they believed in Jesus and his word. But they don't have to have that. They can go to the med beds, and that'll be, I think, a mediary between them and finding out what Jesus already did for you at the cross. He healed you already. Confess your sins and believe you have received as he commanded. Okay. July the 16th, 2026, mass arrests hit Pentagon traitors. Medbeds confirmed with alliance after decades of hidden. Veterans and jab injured get priority. Yep, they can. The medbeds can take the jab injuries away from you. July the 17th, 2026, Starlink locks EBS. Medbed training done. Sick care empire ends. Regenerative tech restores perfect health. Humanity reclaims life. July the 18th, 2026, 48-hour blackout starts. Banks dark under QFS. Some of these dates will be delayed just a little bit, but when we get to the 19th, some of that will be straightened out. So just bear with me, okay? Banks dark under QFS. Supplies ready for darkness. Medbed systems stand by. Cabal grip on health shattered. Thank God, because they really weren't looking out for your good. July the 19th, 2026, Operation Final Seal. Military tribunals go live. 47 deep state arrests begin. Final rescues free hundreds more children. Victims to medbeds for renewal. On July the 20th, 2026, a free QFS app appointments begin. At appointments, those with humanitarian projects receive priority for medbed treatments. EBS tests global success. Okay, this humanitarian projects are going to be flooding out there. They're going to be released because people are receiving money for these bills that they have when the global currency reset raised the value of their foreign bills up considerably. They ended up with a lot of money. But they were asking that people would do humanitarian projects, and they will. So you can see, you'll be seeing a lot of that, which is a good thing. I mean, a lot of people don't use money very well, and they don't use it according to the Lord. Helping others is good. July the 21st, 2026, QFS links medbed codes. A Patriots priority access, DNA repair, on. Aging reversals, diseases vanish. And what it does is it enables, it gets all the poison off of you so that your own body can do the healing. It was made to do that. July 22nd, 2026, Alliance rolls out medbeds worldwide, free for all after EBS, that's Imagined Emergency Broadcast System, when they begin revealing all the critical sins of people out there. Children and critical first, cancer and chronic illness gone. Golden age dawns, and I've told them there is no golden age. Read Revelation 13. There's a golden moment. Grab the moment and get ready to be useful in the kingdom. 23rd of July, 2026, financial reset. Petrodollar dies. Quantum system live. Federal Reserve finished, thank God. Martial law declared. Black Hawk helicopters conduct Capitol storm drills in Washington, D.C., signaling full readiness for martial law enforcement. Yep, we're going to be under martial law. And that will enable a lot of traitors and troublemakers to be collected. And at the same time, global activation sequence begins. BRICS Alliance goes live alongside Nasara-Jasara implementation and full rollout of the quantum financial system. why the quantum financial system is very honest and it seeks to keep people honest. I don't have an argument with it. Again, it depends on who's running things, right? Right now, I believe it's very safe and very beneficial, okay? July 24th, 2026, EBS launches Truth Broadcast. Mass arrests as nightmare ends. Medbeds activate for rescued veterans, and then all. Pain ends. Paradise starts. Well, that won't start paradise, but I can tell you one thing. Get into the Bible and believe what it says, and you'll be there. July the 25th, 2026 announcement. Trump reveals 2020 election proof, declassified documents, video evidence, mass arrests, tribunals execute verdicts, deep state removed. July the 26th. Nasara Jassara gives free med bed access. No one left behind. Elite tech for masses. Patriots whole again. Alliance promise kept. July the 27th. Trump confirms victory. QFS and MedBeds anchor Republic. No income tax. Tariffs only. Deep state extinct. And health and whatever. Possible timing of MedBed activation. June the 27th, 2026. The first 1,500 MedBed units activated in hidden U.S. facilities. Initial sessions delivered complete reversal of advanced cancers, spinal and brain regeneration, and age reversal of 20 to 40 years within two-hour treatments using quantum frequencies that interface directly with the body's intelligence and eliminate all cabal-introduced toxins and pathogens. You see, you were meant to work right. And basically, they're getting rid of the poison so your body can heal itself. Okay. June 28, 2026, MedBed centers in Nevada, Ohio, and Georgia activated that specialized in DNA genome repair. See, they can change your DNA, and initially, of course, it's for good. But if mad people get into power, they could use the same thing for bad. So don't make it a god. You know, if you don't have enough faith in the Lord to heal you, and you do this, for now, it's safe. I know the Lord told me that, you know. So, reset, eliminating obesity and fatigue and age reversal. Whom the heavens must receive until the time of the restoration of all. Things wasn't in there in the original. The restoration of all. God has a restoration. Okay. And man has a restoration, and that's the one we're talking about right now, okay? But God has a restoration, and you're going to see it. The heavens must receive Christ until the time of the restoration of all. And Christ is coming how? The Bible says he's coming as the latter rain. Don't believe what the crazy people out there say. He's coming physically at the end of the tribulation period, but at the beginning, he's also coming as the latter rain poured out on primarily the man-child, just as it was with Jesus with the former rain. Everything is a repeat, just a larger scale, okay? June 29th, 2026, Trump ordered synchronized MedBed expansion with QFS activation, along with income tax abolition for middle-class Americans. This delivered both financial and physical sovereignty to patriots. June the 30th, Global deployment reaches over 8,300 med bed centers across 209 QFS-aligned nations. Success rates top 99% for previously incurable conditions. July the 1st, public registration opens via QFS portals in key regions. July the 7th, Tesla MedBed activate in secure facilities. July the 8th, 2026, sources confirmed hidden technologies, including Tesla free energy and suppressed medical advancements, known as MedBeds, officially began unveiling to the general public. There's still some crazies out there who are saying this is interstellar wisdom from aliens. Forget about that garbage. Tesla had this. He made this, and it worked. Okay. So, July the 10th, 2026, more QFS-funded MedBed centers activate in humanitarian hubs. Veterans from Kabul wars receive full restoration. I'm going to tell you just one time here. There is no such thing as aliens. The Lord told me that specifically. Those are demons masquerading as aliens. So you see, they're going to let them in. That's why Revelation 12, which is a really good thing, turns to Revelation 13, which is a really bad thing, because the mark of the beast is employed because they've let these demons in. And of course, they hate Christians, so they're going to make the mark of the beast get rid of the Christians. Aha! It won't work. The Lord's having a harvest, that's all. It'll be good. July the 11th, 2026, EBS protocols engage with MedBed centers opening worldwide. July the 12th, MedBeds open free, restoring health and youth everywhere. Free. July the 14th, 8,000 plus MedBed centers activate worldwide. QFS ensures free access prioritized for awakened patriots and light workers. July the 15th, first MedBeds activate in Texas, Florida, bases for veterans, traumatized children, etc. July the 17th, final calibrations complete on MedBed units powered by Tesla free energy. You're going to see Tesla free energy pretty soon here. In our area, the units that receive the electricity from the sky, from the atmosphere, are there. We've talked to the people, and definitely that's what they're doing. So they're going to switch over ultimately. If you haven't been already, they did test it, so it's working. But they're going to turn it over as soon as possible, I think, throughout the United States and hopefully the world. July the 18th, 2026, Trump confirms MedBeds as cornerstone of new sovereign QFS healthcare. QFS unlocks massive funding for over 1,000 MedBed centers globally. Starlink blocks all cabal sabotage. Wealth transfers, fuel expansion. July the 19th, miraculous cures emerge with cancer. It's not miraculous. Miraculous would be like Jesus did it. He didn't use anything. He didn't use med beds. He didn't use drugs. He didn't use anything. He used the spoken word of God. And you can do the same thing. So, miraculous is not the term they should be using here. Miraculous cures emerge with cancer patients recovered, diseases vanishing, and age reversal visible. Suppressed tech truth explodes. Tribunals advance from MedBed evidence exposing cabal atrocities. Awakening surges. They're going to get rid of what the cabal did to you and me, okay? You can already do that through Jesus Christ, which I'm doing myself. So, and you can do it too. You're not under the curse. Jesus became a curse for you so you could have Abraham's blessings. And Abraham was blessed in all things. Ooh, that's pretty good. You don't even have to go to a med bed. July the 20th. Redemptions provide endless resources for med bed rollout everywhere. Free QFS app appointments begin. Full public med bed access expands. Those with humanitarian projects receive priority because they're going out there with that humanitarian money to do some good. July the 21st, 2026, EBS tests confirm readiness as med beds enter public phase under military guard. Trump calls it the ultimate defeat of deep state medical control. Amen. World awaits total health freedom. 22 July. Okay, huge healing events launch worldwide in secure sites. Children and elderly regain vitality. Leaked footage crushes media blackouts. Arrests of medical figures escalate with swift justice for deliberate harm. Yes, because the old system did do deliberate harm. They killed a lot of people. They were into depopulation, and their bosses were too, like the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and so on. July 23rd, free global med beds access starts for all. Smart systems slash waiting times. Longevity treatments begin. Jassara promises fulfilled as Republic rejoices and cabal power crumbles. July the 24th, every neighborhood gets med bed hubs with clean energy. Texts shared globally, ending health inequality. Patriots celebrate end of sickness. Weaponization. Yes, that's what it has become. Deep state illness control shattered. July the 25th. Global celebrations mark MedBed's era and restored republic. Trump credits the tech for crushing cabal remnants. Transform citizens' power, the great awakening to final victory for patriots. July the 28th, MedBed's online, free worldwide. July the 30th. Starlink frequencies bring healing to remote areas instantly. Some of this will be explained better later, I'm sure. August the 1st, 2026, Trump's epic independence event unveils Restoration Republic and QFS rebirth. Freedom rings worldwide. August the 3rd, home frequency med beds activate via Starlink. So you'll be able to actually buy these things, you know, and bring them home and so on. Instant healing 24/7 everywhere. Golden age of health and abundance begins. Global currency reset. That is bringing all of the values of the currencies of the world to one value. And it has its advantages. But it's also setting us up for the mark of the beast. So, whatever. You can't stop the mark of the beast, by the way. God's prophesied it. He's never lied. It's coming. People think they can go stop it. No, it's going to separate the wheat from the tares. That's what it's going to do. Some are going to deny the Lord, and some are not. And they might go straight to heaven, but that's great. Heaven ain't bad, you know? Okay. Global currency reset, Junie's note, 17th of July, 2026. Several different sources indicated that the Admirals Group has begun their exchanges. Tier 3 Native Americans have received 90% of their monies, and bondholders were scheduled to receive the balance of their exchange this weekend. Tier 4B, that's U.S., the internet group, okay, were next and expected to be notified to set exchange redemption appointments at and by the early part of next week. Okay, this is the cashing in of these bills for the much higher rate and value. July the 17th, Mark Z. Indian nations are 90% done exchanging. Bond groups receive their balance this weekend. Tier 4A should be finishing exchanging this next week. Then Tier 4B, the U.S., the internet group. So they'll get around to everybody, right? July the 17th, 2026, mid-bid activation on Telegram. On Monday, July the 20th, free QFS app appointments begin. Redemptions provide endless resources for MedBed rollout everywhere. Full public MedBed access expands. Those with humanitarian projects receive priority because they're the ones that are paying for it. And so July the 16th, 2026, Bruce, the big call. A source said Tier 4B U.S., the internet group, could be notified over the weekend and start exchanges July the 20th. Judy's note, no one knows the exact date for notification of appointments for Tier 4B. They hide some things because they don't want the enemy to know when to go out and do their dirty work, right? But she said it's very soon. Let me see. Am I going down? I'm skipping some stuff. Redemption centers is where a lot of things are going to happen. It's advised to exchange, redeem your foreign currency at an official redemption center rather than a bank. You can only redeem ZIM at a redemption center. The dinar contract rate can only be given at a redemption center, and banks will offer you lower exchange rates than what you can obtain at a redemption center. This is important to some of you, not all of you for sure. You can only set up your new wallet. Everybody's going to have a wallet, by the way. It's a bank account. That's what they're calling a wallet. At a redemption center, you can set it up. It was my understanding that most banks were under control of the cabal and would soon play a different role in the global financial system. Yes, it's going to be advisory only. The money that is in their accounts will not be theirs. It'll be yours. They're advisory only. And you can take money out of your QFS account and transfer it with these cards and with these phones. You can transfer it into a local bank if you want to. Okay. Going on, July the 17th, the new money revolution exposed how the Federal Reserve enslaved America through debt, deception, and digital control. The U.S. debt clock. AMGnews.com. July the 17th. Breaking. GCR Intel dossier. Operation Sandman ignited. 100-plus nations launch coordinated strike to collapse the dollar because it's backed by nothing and they can just keep printing it and printing it and printing it. And trigger global currency reset so that everything is backed by gold, silver, titanium, whatever, you know. July the 17th, 2026, revealed the Saint Germain Trust, which is where some of this money is coming from, the $1 trillion fund, the final blow to the elite's fiat empire. Yes, we need to get rid of the fiat dollar, and they're doing it. It's going to become totally valueless. shortly. And but the new gold-backed currency is coming out. July the 17th, 2026, breaking economic news. The U.S. debt clock is ticking. Why your savings are at risk and how to fight back. AMGnews.com. You can go there. Mass arrests. July the 7th, 2026, Operation Military Cleanse was activated. 847 Pentagon officials detained. 234 generals and high-ranking officers arrested. 678 military operatives removed from active duty. 4,000 troops deployed across 19 states for domestic operations. 50 states coordinated simultaneously, charged with treason against the United States, coordination with foreign adversaries, conspiracy to overthrow the government, crimes against humanity, violation of military code of justice. Okay, what we think we know as of Saturday, the 18th of July, and we'll get to the 19th in a minute. 17th of July, just in, treason. Trump to expose the ultimate betrayal. China compromised U.S. voter data, and the CIA hid the truth. AMGnews.com. July the 17th, breaking. My God, this is it. Thousands of declassified files prove the deep state sold America to China. And the video on that, AMG News, on their website. July the 17th, 2026, developing the fact of the century, the 2020 election was a coup. Dominion, stolen votes, and the Brunson case exposing the biggest fraud in U.S. history, AMG News. That's where a lot of people in our government were bribed to betray us, basically. July 17th, financial revolution detonation. President Trump and Scott Bessent sign executive order to launch America's first U.S. sovereign wealth fund. AMGnews.com. July the 17th, 2026, Putin smashes the Rothschild financial cabal. Quote, our future generations will be born without Rothschild chains around their wrists and ankles. See, Putin's been doing this before Trump got into it. He ran them out of his country. A historic strike against the globalist financial empire. AMGnews.com. July the 17th, explosive report. They tried to silence him. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent unmasks the left-wing assassination plot media tried to bury. And there's a video on that, amgnews.com. Or you can go to Operation Disclosure and click on this, and it will give you that. July the 17th, 2026, breaking. What Edward Snowden just exposed is terrifying and should concern all us. Video, amgnews.com. Sorry, I can't go to the link. We won't have time. July the 16th, 2026, breaking special report. Trump deploys full military force to secure peace. Historic shift to sovereignty and economic power revealed in a video, by the way. American Media Group, AMG, right? MedBids, 16th of July, breaking. Trump just signed executive order 2026-1947, MedBed technology declassified for civilian use. The pharmaceutical industry has 90 days Tier 4B, ISO 20022 on Telegram. July the 15th, 2026. This was signed in silence. No press conference, no cameras, no media briefing. Executive Order 2026-1947. Quote, declassification and civilian deployment of electromagnetic regeneration technology, unquote. The order states, all frequency-based healing technology currently classified under Department of Defense medical programs, which is where it would have stayed, is hereby declassified for civilian research and deployment. The FDA is prohibited from blocking, delaying, or interfering with the distribution of electromagnetic regeneration devices to the American public. And why do they have to forbid them? Because they've been taken over. Pharmaceutical companies have 90 days to disclose all suppressed clinical trials involving frequency-based treatments or face criminal prosecution under 18 U.S.C. 1001. So they have, they don't want you to know about this. It's going to put them out of business. Thank God. Enough people are dead. Military medical facilities currently operating regeneration technology will begin civilian intake within 120 days. The panic. Pfizer stock dropped 14% in pre-market trading. Johnson & Johnson emergency board meeting called at 5 a.m. A Moderna CEO sold 47 million in personal shares before market open. They knew this was coming. They tried to sell before the collapse. Why now? Well, Trump's medical advisors presented him with a 3,400-page classified report documenting 61 years of suppressed frequency healing research. The report contained 847 successful clinical trials hidden from the public, 12,000-plus patients fully cured of terminal conditions using electromagnetic frequency, cost analysis showing med-bed treatment at 0.003 per session, that's not much, is it, versus 150,000 average cancer treatment by the medical establishment. Hey, that's a real savings. Trump read the cost analysis, and then he signed the order. The timeline, day 1 through 30, full declassification of all research documents. Day 31 through 60, FDA forced to approve frequency-based devices. Day 61 through 90, pharmaceutical disclosure deadline, criminal penalties. Day 91 through 120, first civilian med-bed centers open in 12 states. The deep state response, they are already trying to kill this. Three major media outlets received calls from pharmaceutical lobbyists at 5:30 a.m. demanding they do not report on Executive Order 2000. And 26-1947. They don't want to go out of business. CNN has been silent. NBC has been silent. ABC has been silent. Of course, they're taken over by the deep state. Their silence is the confirmation. Yes, it is. If this order was fake, they wouldn't be laughing at it or every channel. Instead, total blackout, total silence, total panic. The truth, the pharmaceutical industry just received its death sentence. 90 days. That's all they have left. After that, the technology that cures cancer in 42 minutes will be available to every American citizen. They had 61 years of profit, 61 years of human suffering, 61 years of suppression. It ends now. July the 17th, 2026, Fox News, major push on Capitol Hill. War on fraud ramping up. Billions stolen from taxpayers. Social media investigator Nick Shirley testified today exposing a rampant fraud from Somali daycare scandals. The Somalis are ripping us off. In Minnesota, to massive Medicaid scams in New York City with Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz, of course, is on our side. DOJ milestone trade fraud task force hit over $1 billion in recoveries in under a year. Dr. Oz and others highlighting adult daycare mills, faking billing, durable medical equipment scams, twice as many in parts of Florida as McDonald's. And personal care services as New York City's top job. You know him, right? This isn't red or blue. It's right versus wrong. Hardworking taxpayers are getting robbed. Every dollar stolen is one less for real Americans. Okay, this is the Restored Republic via AGCR update as of Sunday the 19th. Of course, there's going to be some duplication. Please bear with me. On Saturday the 4th of July, maybe you need to hear it twice. Huh? A few things, anyway. July the 4th, the Constitutional Republic restored while U.S. Incorporated is dissolved. Oh, praise be to God. That's what we've been under, a corporation. We were just money to them, that's all. 16th of July, the quantum financial system went live worldwide. And also on the 16th of July, President Trump signed Executive Order 2026-1947, a declaration that MedBed technology had been released to the public. Global martial law was not only the only way, but was on its way. Okay. The Republic of the United States of America was being restored. Trust the plan. Save the children. That's what a lot of it's about, too. Judy's note, the Constitutional Republic has been restored. The global currency reset to gold asset-backed currency of 209 nations has been released. MedBed technology giving the body the ability to heal itself was being released. The Illuminati cabal, who for centuries had been working towards having complete control over our society, didn't like those ideas and was fighting back big time. Trust the plan. On Saturday evening, July the 18th, the White House in Washington, D.C. turned all red, signifying mass arrests were in motion. Q. In the coming hours, the world as we see it will be changed forever as Michael Jackson, yes, he's alive, emerges on the emergency broadcast system, alive and ready to speak. It's time for the whole world to know the truth. Emergency broadcast system on Telegram. The U.S. Army Special Forces raided a hidden Obama property in the Virginia countryside where they discovered the Lucifer Codex, quote unquote. The files proved that Obama was the high priest who personally opened the main hell portal under Washington, D.C. in 2009. Martial law on Telegram. Temporary martial law has been raised to maximum alert nationwide. The EBS is preparing to release the first decoded pages within hours. A decoded, I should say, not decoded pages. All right. Prepare for 10 days of communication darkness. We are in a silent war, the final battle of the planet. In the next couple of weeks, the world will change and tremble. They don't know how true that is. One of the most, I was told, after the 10 days of darkness, shortly thereafter, those hurricanes that we talked about on our last broadcast are coming. And guess what? The new economy that's being propped up by this is going to ultimately collapse because of it. See, remember I told you that. It's not going to last that long. You can't give lost people millions of dollars and expect them not to go out and find a better way to sin. All right? So one of the most dramatic changes, free med-bed treatments will soon be available to the general public across the globe. The non-invasive treatments, which generally take under an hour, use certain wavelengths to help the body heal itself. Again, I'm recommending Jesus in the Bible. You can get it anywhere you need it. He's already healed you according to the Bible, by whose stripes you were healed. You don't have to get healed. You don't have to pay money to get healed. He gave it to you freely. Believe and receive. That's what he said. All things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them and you shall have them. It's past tense because it happened at the cross. Since 2019, the American Medical Association has been actively fighting against allowing the public to have the healing treatments, saying they will create a financial crisis to the healthcare industry. We're counting on it. And force a complete overhaul of our medical, health insurance, and pharmaceutical companies. Hey, that's the good news. It's a threat to them, notice, you know. In 2019, the American Medical Association, the WHO, sent an internal email to every licensed physician in America, 847,000 doctors. The email acknowledged the positive effects of electromagnetic therapy med beds, but threatened the doctors with loss of license and criminal prosecution if they used it because of the financial effects it would have on the medical insurance and pharmaceutical industries. See that? They're blackmailing the doctors. Don't use this. It works. It'll put us out of business. The email updated clinical guidelines, non-pharmaceutical electromagnetic interventions, position statement. The AMA, that's the American Medical Association, acknowledges that peer review evidence supports the biological efficacy of PEMF therapy in tissue regeneration, pain management, and immune modulation. However, widespread adoption would destabilize existing treatment revenue models and insurance reimbursement structures. Any physician who recommends, this is free, they're giving it free. These people never gave anything free. Any physician who recommends, prescribes, endorses, or refers patients to electromagnetic frequency-based therapy will face immediate license revocation. So what? You can go out and get you a med bed and heal people, and you can throw your license away. Removal from insurance networks and potential criminal liability under state medical practice statutes. Yes, they'll sue you. They'll sue those doctors, too. The bottom line was that your doctor knew that frequency heals, that MedBed principle was scientifically valid, that most of what we prescribed managed symptoms, not cure disease. He cannot tell you because his license would be revoked and he would face criminal liability by the American Medical Association, a criminal entity. Almost a half a million people have died from iatropic causes per year. The AMA admitted it. Iatropic is doctor related. Okay, July the 16th, 2026. Geneva Time, the World Health Organization, deleted over 14,000 pages from their database. Ooh, all related to the documented clinical effectiveness of electromagnetic frequency therapy on human disease medbeds. They don't want anybody to know about it. The deletion happened 14 hours after President Trump signed Executive Order 2026-1947, a declaration that medbed technology was now released to the public. The WHO, you know them, they've been disowned by the Trump administration for good reasons. They've killed a lot of people. The WHO knows that once medbed technology enters civilian deployment, every document they ever buried becomes evidence of a crime against humanity. Ooh. On a brighter side, a senior Treasury Department official claims that the quantum financial system was live and the global currency reset was happening now. Everything you know about money is about to change forever. Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. The senior U.S. Treasury official contacted U.S. 48 hours ago through a secure channel, her identity verified by six independent financial intelligence sources. She worked in the Treasury's Special Financial Operations Division 2008 through 2026. And she calls it the awakening. Her words, unedited. Quote, July the 4th, 2026, U.S. corporation dissolved, constitutional republic restored, unquote. Quote, July the 16th, QFS went live globally, every major bank connected, old systems dead, unquote. GCR happening now, every currency revalued, gold-backed, transparent, unquote. Nasara Jassara implemented across 209 countries, debt jubilee, end of the Fed. Quote, Saint Germain Trust, $890 trillion is being activated, going to the people, unquote. Quote, I have the activation codes, I have the account numbers, I have the proof that this is happening right now. In 18 years, I witnessed, quote, the QFS development from concept to deployment. 209 countries signing onto Jassara Nasara. The St. Germain Trust verification, $890 trillion. In other words, they're using this now. This is being opened up and this is being used. So don't pay attention to the monopolies of medicine. You know, they're going down. Their money's evaporating. The U.S. corporation dissolution documents, the Constitutional Republic restoration protocols, trillions stolen by Fed, people enslaved by debt. We had the solution. I couldn't sleep for 18 years, unquote. Why she's talking now? Quote, activation complete. If I speak, people understand what's happening. I have 18 years of documentation. QFS architecture, proof, old system finished, unquote. The banks will announce the revaluation. The media will call it a crisis. It's not a crisis. It's liberation. I am ready to testify under oath before Congress, before the world, unquote. Her final message, quote, to every person who lost their home to the Federal Reserve, your debt is forgiven, your home is yours, the Jubilee is here, unquote. To every person who worked their entire life for money that's about to be worthless, you will be compensated. The Saint Germain Trust is for you, unquote. To the Federal Reserve leadership, your time is finished. The QFS is live. You cannot stop it anymore. And guess what? They're going to know everywhere money moves. Don't do anything crooked. You'll get caught. They're going to know everywhere these people have stashed money, put it, and it's all going to be collected. Okay. Operation Financial Freedom activated. Phase 1, QFS activation, live, July the 16th. Phase 2, currency revaluation, July the 25th, August the 8th. Phase 3, wealth distribution, August the 15th, September the 30th. Phase 4, new economy, October the 1st. The quantum financial system is live. The global currency reset is happening. Nisara Jisara is being implemented. The old system is dead. The new system is born. The people are being liberated. Trump knows. The military knows. The intelligence agencies know. They are protecting the transition. Prepare for abundance. Prepare for freedom. Prepare for the new earth. I want to tell you, judgment is going to fall. This is not going to last. They call it a golden age. It's a golden moment. Make sure you spend that money the way God would have you to do it, and He will bless you. Okay, the financial reset is here. The Tier 4B activation is complete. Everything changes now. Right now, military forces are positioning for activation of the EBS. Systems are being readied. Global shutdown protocols are in motion. The blackout is nearing. Disclosures are on the horizon. Large-scale arrests. Since 2007, the U.S. military has been using red light therapy med beds to extend the operational lifespan of its soldiers. There were discovered to be thousands of pages of foreign IP address sending the receiving data to election precincts and servers outside the United States during the 2020 election. CISA, DHS, the FBI, and the CIA knew all about it because they were in on it. The deep state rot runs deep, but not for much longer. The Mar-a-Lago unredacted search warrant confirms that the Biden DOJ, FBI, and GSA engineered and manufactured the plot to frame Donald J. Trump. July the 16th, 2026, the U.S. military went deep into Iran and expanded operations. Bridges and supply routes were no more. Airports went up in smoke. Infrastructure vaporized. The IRGC was being wiped out. The goal was to destroy Iran's infrastructure and its military capability would collapse. Not Iran. We should stop saying Iran. The Iranian people aren't in on this. It's the Republican Guard. That's who it is. IRGC. Okay? They just say Iran like that. But that don't make sense. When this is, by the way, the IRGC is an invasion of Iran. The people of Iran are not Muslims. They're not Islam. They're in captivity. Trump's trying to set them free. Okay. When its military broke, its regime would fall. The old world of Iranian tyranny was dead. Again, Iranian is used too loosely here. Okay. The new world of American dominion begins. The oil runs freely. The cash was rolling in. Peace comes. Nassar Desar, QFS on Telegram. The CIA knew about cures for cancer 50 years ago. Nassar Desar on Telegram. Nick Shirley just went on national television and dropped this revelation. The Chinese and Korean mafia is looting Medicaid and running a kickback scheme in New York City. They have a great cooperation there from the government. A nurse from one of America's hardest hit COVID hospitals in New York City described gross medical mismanagement where clueless healthcare workers were straight up killing patients. Survival wasn't about medicine. It was about whether your caregiver actually knew what they were doing. Medicare paid hospitals more when patients died. The system incentivized death over life. July the 18th, 2026, situation update. Byington bombshell report. The Great Awakening. Next 48 hours, critical. Next 10 days, historic. Next 30 days changes civilization. That's before it's news. July the 18th, 2026, situation update. Judy Byington bombshell report. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of July the 8th, 2026, amgnews.com. July the 18th, 2026, situation update. WTPN situation update featuring Restored Republic and more. Possible timing. On Saturday, 18th of July, 2026, at 3:17 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the RV GCR exploded. Iraq, Vietnam, Zimbabwe all revalued sky high while the cabal's Federal Reserve note collapsed in real time. Dr. Jim Willie, Patriot Truth Archive on Telegram. Global currency reset, July the 18th, 2026. The dollar is dead. Yes, you still have it, and it'll count until you turn it in, and they give you change with the new bills, and then they burn them. Okay? The dollar is dead. The reset is here, and the traders are about to lose everything. Patriot Truth Archive on Telegram. Dr. Jim Willie just went nuclear. The United States Corporation is bankrupt. The fiat dollar has been deliberately crashed by white hats, and the quantum financial system flipped live overnight. The RVGCR exploded. At 3:17 a.m. Eastern Standard Time today, Saturday, July the 18th, 2026. Iraq, Vietnam, Zimbabwe all revalued sky high their bills, while the cabal's Federal Reserve note collapses in real time. It's just paper. Willie laid it out raw. The BRICS nations, led by Trump, secret alliance with Putin and Xi, just pulled the trigger. Over 209 countries locked into gold-backed currencies. The SWIFT system is offline forever, and the Rothschild central banks are being seized as we speak. Nassar Desar fully activated all bank debt, mortgages, credit cards, student loans wiped out. Starting tomorrow. Redemption centers on full lockdown. Military guarding Tier 4B notifications going out within hours. The real bombshell. Gitmo executions began at dawn. Top bankers, Fed chairs, and deep state money launderers hanged for treason after the gold standard was restored. MedBeds rolling out next week, suppressed energy tech released, and the biggest wealth transfer in human history is hitting Patriot accounts first. Trillions in restitution. You're going to get some restitution money. Trillions in restitution flowing to those who held the line and printed fake money. Okay, America is being shaken awake. Power outages are tactical. Internet blackouts cover the arrests, and the EBS is primed for the 10 days of darkness starting any moment. Yes, I think that's coming pretty quickly. And I want to tell you something else, that after the 10 days of darkness, shortly thereafter, those hurricanes, not the hurricanes, those earthquakes are going to strike. Okay. The storm isn't coming. It's here. The fake Biden corpse regime ends this week. Trump sworn in the real Constitution, and the Republic rises from the ashes of their burned out corporation. Anons, this is the moment we bled for. The dollar dies so we can live free. The evil empire of debt slavery is over. They stole our wealth for 150 years. Now we take it all back with interest. The hat is dropping truth like napalm. The shock is just beginning, and the cabal is screaming as their money turns to dust. Get ready for the greatest week in history. Notifications any second. Redemption appointments flood in. The golden age starts now. Again, I'm telling you, it ain't a golden age. Read Revelation 13. We're going through a Revelation 12, starting and going through Revelation 12, and then comes Revelation 13. Why? They're letting the demons in. I'm telling you. The shaking isn't destruction, it's liberation. Nothing can stop what's coming. Well, that's obvious. Patriot. That's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? Nothing can stop what's coming. Well, if it's coming, you can't stop it, right? Patriots are about to be richer than kings while the wicked burn. Judy's note. No one knows the exact date for notification of appointments for Tier 4B. Let's see, I think I already read that. Redeem your foreign currency at a redemption center. Okay. That'll make up for everything I just skipped. What we think we know as of the 19th, July the 18th, 2026, Fox News, Nick Shirley just went on national television and dropped this revelation. The Chinese and Korean mafia is looting Medicaid and running a kickback scheme in New York City. In Queens, adult daycares have pharmacies set up. It's this big racket where they bill all these people with medical beneficiary numbers from seniors in the adult daycares. They make so much money from Medicaid, they give kickbacks to the seniors. So you have these Korean and Chinese mafias quite literally looting the government from Medicaid and then giving the kickbacks to the seniors. Ingram. So, wait, the old people get the money themselves? Yes. Surely. Well, they make so much money, these pharmacies and these little daycares, that they then have a referral program set up for these seniors. So it's like bringing a friend will give you $100, unquote. MedBeds, July the 18th. Your doctor knows. He was told to stay quiet. Here's the email that proves it. Tier 4B, ISO 20022. In 2019, an internal email was sent to every licensed physician in the American Medical Association. Yes, I read that to you already, so I won't do it again, but I'll get to this part here. 847,000 doctors received it. The subject line read, updated clinical guidelines, non-pharmaceutical electromagnetic interventions, position statement. And then they threatened the physicians, as I already read to you. Let me get through this. Your doctor read that email, and then he looked you in the eye and said, there's nothing else we can do. The email was not about safety. Buried in paragraph 14, the paragraph no one reads, was this sentence. The AMA, American Medical Association, acknowledges that peer review evidence supports the biological efficacy of PMF therapy in tissues regeneration, pain management, and immune modulation. However, widespread adoption would destabilize existing treatment revenue. Absolutely. I mean, this is the good part. The good part. To them, it's bad, but this is the good part. And insurance reimbursements structures. Well, if you get it done free, what do you need money for? Huh? So, read that again slowly. They acknowledged it works, then they banned doctors from using it, not because it's dangerous, because it's too effective. What your doctor actually knows. Every physician trained after 2005 was taught in medical school that cells respond to electromagnetic stimulation. This is in every biophysics textbook. PEMF accelerates bone healing. FDA approved since 1979 for fractures. Transcranial magnetic stimulation treats depression, FDA approved 2008. Electrical stimulation regenerates nerve tissue, published in Nature 2019. They already know frequency heals. They use it in narrow, controlled applications where pharmaceutical profits aren't threatened. But the moment you ask, if magnets can heal my bones, can they heal my cancer? Your doctor goes silent, changes the subject, writes another prescription because he read the email. First of all, they get kickbacks for prescriptions too. So he read the email and he chose his license over your life because he's going to be out of business. I'm just telling you, it's going to happen. It's going to spread. The doctors who refuse to stay quiet, like Dr. Jerry Tennant, published healing is a voltage, quote unquote, proved that every disease correlates with a measurable voltage drop in affected tissue. Restore the voltage, cure the disease. His medical license was reviewed. Three times. Dr. Dietrich Klinghart documented frequency therapy curing Lyme disease in 85% of the patients. Lost hospital privileges at two institutions. Mm-hmm. Dr. Thomas Lodi achieved 90% and cancer remission using integrative frequency protocols forced to relocate his practice to Mexico. See, look, they are not going to run out of business once people find this out. What do they need the medical association for? Okay. Dr. Lee Merritt spoke publicly about suppressed electromagnetic healing removed from every medical board she served on. They didn't lose their careers because they were wrong. They lost their careers because they were right, and they refused to be silent. The math of silence. Average doctor's salary, $350,000 a year. Average medical school debt, $241,000. Okay. So it don't take them all that long to catch up, right? Years to pay off the debt, 13 years. Cost of living, license, everything. They designed a system where speaking the truth costs a doctor their entire life's investment. 13 years of training, $241,000 in debt, their home, their family's security. They get that money back where they were. And now they're losing their job because this thing works better. Now, these people are trained that run these med beds. And they have doctor's type training. They know about the physiology and all that stuff. They're not dupes, but they know how to heal you in a way that the doctors can't and medicine can't. The AMA didn't just threaten doctors. They built a financial prison that makes silence the only rational choice. Your doctor is not evil. He's trapped. But you are not trapped. You don't have a license to lose. You don't have $241,000 in debt holding you hostage. You have nothing to lose by knowing the truth. The truth. Your doctor knows that frequency heals, that the MedBed principle is scientifically valid, that most of what he prescribes manages symptoms, not cures disease. He cannot tell you. The email made sure of that. He can't talk, right? 847,000 doctors received one email. 847,000 doctors chose silence. The email has been leaked. The silence is over. Your doctor knew, and now you know. July the 16th, 2026. Geneva time, the World Health Organization deleted over 14,000 pages from their database, all related to frequency healing. EBS activated with Trump on Telegram. A digital forensic team monitoring the World Health Organization public research database flagged a mass deletion event. 14,247 pages of archived research removed in a single batch operation. They're trying to cover it up. Every deleted file had one thing in common. They documented the clinical effectiveness of electromagnetic frequency therapy on human disease. The deleted files included 1,847 peer review studies on PEMF, pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, showing a 70 to 94% efficacy in tissue regeneration. Putting them out of business. 3,200 pages of WHO internal memos from 1998. To 2015, discussing the frequency problem, their own term for the threat that non-pharmaceutical healing poses to global health economics. 6,400 pages of clinical trial data from 11 countries showing frequency-based cancer remission rates between 67% to 89%. 2,800 pages of correspondence between WHO directors and pharmaceutical executives discussing containment strategies for frequency healing research. Containment strategies, quote unquote. How we know. The Wayback Machine captured snapshots of 4,100 of these pages before deletion. Digital forensics teams archived another 7,300 through automated scrapping protocols that were triggered by the mass deletion event. They deleted 14,247 pages. We recovered 11,400. They failed. What the memos reveal, a 2003 internal WHO memo, now recovered, contains this exact sentence. If electromagnetic frequency therapy achieves mainstream clinical adoption, the global pharmaceutical revenue model becomes unsustainable within 18 to 24 months. Containment is not optional. It is existential. For them, not for us. It's existential for us, for them to lose this battle. Signed by three WHO department heads, names redacted in the original, Digital Forensics has identified two of the three. They'll get them. They want to cover it up. The WHO is obsolete and criminal. Criminal, because many people are going to die from their advice. Over 2011 memo is more direct. Recommended classification of all PEMF efficacy data as inconclusive, regardless of outcome metrics. In other words, don't pay attention to the numbers. It's inconclusive. Peer review panels must be briefed accordingly, quote unquote. They didn't suppress the research because it didn't work. They suppressed it because it worked too well. And why now? The deletion happened 14 hours after Executive Order 2026-1947 was signed, Trump's declaration that MedMed technology was released to the public. He's got a lot of enemies now. Pray for him. Pray for his people. This is not coincidence. This is panic. The WHO knows that once MedBed technology enters civilian deployment, every document they ever buried becomes evidence of a crime against humanity. They are destroying evidence in real time right now. But the internet never forgets, and neither do we. The numbers they tried to erase. Breast cancer, 78% complete remission using 10.5 hertz PEMS, WHO study, White House or WH-2007-4491. Now deleted, okay? Type 2 diabetes, 64% reversal using 7.83 hertz exposure, 30 minutes per day for 90 days. WHO study, WH-2012-8823, now deleted. They don't want none of this to be known. Alzheimer's, 41% cognitive restoration using gamma frequency 40 hertz stimulation. WHO study, WH-2014-1157, now deleted. Chronic pain, 91% elimination using alpha frequency 10 hertz. WHO study, WH-2009-3340, now deleted. These are not alternative medicine claims. These are WHO's own studies conducted with their own funding, showing their own results, and they just tried to delete them from existence. The question, if frequency healing doesn't work, why delete 14,000 pages at 3 a.m. in the morning? If medbeds are conspiracy, why panic after a presidential executive order? If electromagnetic therapy is pseudoscience, why did WHO spend 17 years studying it and then hide the results? Their actions are the confession. The deletion is the proof. They spent 20 years hiding the cure in their own database. Then they tried to burn the database. The fire came too late. We already have the files. These people are guilty of a lot of deaths. With the vaccines too. Okay. Share this. The evidence is secured. The deletion failed. July 18, 2026, breaking. Japan just became the first country to officially approve medbed technology for public hospitals. The media blackout is total. Tier 4B, ISO 20022 on Telegram. July the 17th, 2026, Tokyo, Japan. The Japanese Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare just issued Directive MHLW-2026-7714, quote, authorization of electromagnetic frequency regeneration devices for clinical deployment in national healthcare facilities, unquote. Let me say, the Japanese have always been more honest than most of the rest of the world, okay? This is not a trial. This is not a study. This is full approval. Starting September 1st, 2026, electromagnetic frequency regeneration chambers will be installed in 340 national hospitals across Japan. Guess who's going to be warring against that? You know it. Okay, why Japan first? Japan has the oldest population on Earth. 29.1% of their citizens are over 65. Their healthcare system is collapsing under the weight of chronic disease management. In 2024, Japan spent $542 billion on healthcare, 80% of it on managing diseases that frequency technology can eliminate in a single session. Whoa! Their government did the math. Cost of managing one cancer patient for life, $380,000. Cost of one medbed session, $47. That's the electricity and the maintenance, $47. Savings for patient, $379,953. Savings across population, $430 billion per year. Japan chooses economics over pharmaceutical loyalty. They chose survival over suppression. The technology approved, Directive MHLW-2026-7714 specifically authorizes three types of devices. Type 1, PEMF regeneration chamber, full body pulsed electromagnetic field therapy at 7.83 to 14.1 hertz for cellular regeneration, approved for cancer, organ failure, autoimmune disorders, etc., etc. Type 2, torsion field DNA repair unit, targeted DNA correction using scalar wave technology at 528 hertz, approved for genetic disorders, aging reversal, and neurological damage. Type 3, biophotonic coherence restorer, full-spectrum light-frequency therapy for immune system restoration, approved for chronic infections, post-surgical recovery, radiation damage. All three are what we have been calling medbeds. Japan just gave them official medical classification numbers. The pharmaceutical response within 3 hours of the announcement, Pfizer Japan issued a formal protest to the Ministry of Health. What can they do about it? Takeda pharmaceutical stock dropped 11% on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. Astellas Pharma Emergency Board meeting, CEO resignation rumored. The Japan Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Association called it reckless endangerment of public health. No, it's public health workers, public health people getting paid, and so on and so forth. Right. So a lot of people are going to be out of a job if they ever keep this going. They called curing people endangering of public health. Read that again. Let it sink in. Their definition of public health is people staying sick and paying forever. The media blackout search Japan medbed approval on Google right now, and you will find nothing. Not CNN. Not BBC, not Reuters, not Reuters, not AP, nothing. A G7 nation just approved the most revolutionary medical technology in human history, and every single Western media outlet is pretending it didn't happen. This is not negligence. This is coordinated suppression. This is a crime against humanity. The pharmaceutical industry spends $6.58 billion per year on media advertising in the United States alone. That money doesn't just buy ad space, it buys silence. What this means for you, Japan is the crack in the dam. Once one G7 nation approves it, the others cannot maintain the lie. The pressure becomes impossible. The science is now officially validated by one of the world's most advanced healthcare systems. The timeline just accelerated. Japan approved July 2026. South Korea expected approval August 2026. India already in advanced trials. Approval expected Q4 2026. United States executive order signed, civilian deployment within 120 days. EU under pressure cannot ignore Japan's data. The dominoes are falling one by one. You know, the pharmaceutical companies have been bribing our government people for many, many years, and no doubt they'll try some more. The dominoes are falling one by one, nation by nation. They held the line for 61 years. Japan just broke it. The first country said yes, the rest will follow. The pharmaceutical era is over. The frequency era has begun. Japan lit the match. Wow. Well, try to get this out there. It's on Operation Disclosure today. Try to spread this. Spread it everywhere. If it gets spread far enough, it'll hasten the decimation of a people who have been plundering us for a long time. And ignorance, of course, has a lot to play with it. You know, some doctors actually working in order to help people. But now it's going to cost money, you see. So we'll see how many of them can be honest. Okay. Well, God bless you, saints. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Spread this far and wide, would you? Amen. We probably won't, you know, leave the text. We probably will just put the links to those 2 days, yesterday and today, and the audio. All right. God bless you, saints. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.